Hello everyone, I'm going to introduce our next speaker for the session. He is George Louis Betancourt, currently a search crawl engineer. He's going to deliver his talk on building a search engine for the Cuban web. Thanks.
Thank you, Kevin, for the introduction. So basically, I will be speaking around building a search engine for the Cuban web. Actually, this could be phrased as building a search engine for anything using open source software, especially mostly Apache software projects. So, who am I? Well, my name is, like Kevin said, in Spanish is Jorge. It's the only difference. I'm a search and crawl engineer. I'm an Apache Notch committer and PMC member since last year. And also, I'm an enthusiast of Apache Solr and Elasticsearch. Today we'll be talking mostly about a general introduction to the motivation of this talk, the technologies used to build a search engine, and how the combination of Nuge and Solr and a few other software projects can fulfill like 90% of the features required by a modern search engine. We also cover some customizations done to accomplish this, and of course some conclusions and areas of improvement. So, Cuba. Basically, in Cuba, the internet is not very well spread. So, back in the 90s, an intranet, closed network was started to appear between several ministries. So, if we fast forward to the present, there is a lot of documents published on this intranet that are not accessible by the global search engines like Google or Yahoo. So we have all this content, and we don't have any way to find it unless you know what you're looking for and where to look for. So the university where I work was tasked with a project of building a search engine for the Cuban web. So at this point, we asked ourselves, what's next? Of course, you can always write your own search engine, but from scratch, it's a really hard project. It's a really hard thing to do. Crawling is essentially basic, but has many edge cases. Or what else can we do? Or what else could we do? So if we analyze current search engines, we can identify a set of common search engine features, which basically are web search, meaning the ability to search for HTML, for web pages, or to search in the text content of the web pages and documents, but also users expect that this search engine has the ability to highlight, to do highlighting, to filter by some set of features, to offer suggestions, or even autocorrect or misspell query or something. Users also expect that the search engine is able to do image search, show some thumbnails of the images, show some metadata collected about these images, also do filters, and of course, match a textual query, like anything that we can type in an input box, with an actual image. And the third group of features that user expects a search engine to have is news search. Basically, the ability to do some sort of alerting and notification, and it has to be near real time. If we take this and generalize it, basically a search engine stores some information collected from the web or from some source, sorry, and it offers the ability to retrieve this information when a question or query is asked. So, let's see what open source can provide. Basically, you need first a crawler. Three groups. First, you need a crawler. Then you need an index server when you are going to store all the information that the crawler collected. And you need some sort of web interface. In our case, the technologies that we selected was Apache Notch as our crawler, Apache Solr as our index server, and a web interface that was built using PHP and the Symfony 2 framework. Why Apache Notch? Apache Notch is a well-matured, production-ready web crawler, which enables fine-grained configuration relying on Apache Hadoop data structures, which are great for batch processing. This is taken from the official Apache Notch wiki page. So what this means? This means that Apache Notch is highly scalable, is highly extensible because it has a pluggable system of parsing protocols, storage, index, scoring, and even more components. It has a really active community. It's actually being developed very quickly and with many features being added almost constantly, sorry. And it's, of course, developed by the Apache Foundation, which means that it is released under the Apache license. Apache Solr, on the other hand, it's a very well-known product. Actually, the tag previous to this one was focused on Solr and Lucene. It has over 8 million of total downloads until now, which mainly is like more than 250,000 monthly downloads. It's also developed by the Apache Software Foundation, highly modular, based on Lucene, has a great community. It has been battle tested by pretty much some of the giants of the internet in this moment, and it's a very well matured and scalable piece of software. So let's go back to the list of features. This was the list that we showed previously. Let's see what Notch, let's take away from this slide all that Notch provides out of the box. So Notch provides all of this. Basically, provides web search, HTML, and documents search, and parsing of a lot of documents thanks to the Apache Tika project. It offers some features related to images, so you can fetch images from the internet and you can extract metadata thanks to Apache Tika. But it doesn't offer a way to generate thumbnails. It doesn't offer a way to match text with images beyond the metadata that it extracts. What does it mean? Actually, for our case, over 90% of the images crawled from the Q1 web didn't have any title description or any alternative text. It didn't have anything. So we needed to find some alternative to this. For the image search, what we did? Basically, we wrote the custom parser and indexer to store the image thumbnails. So when Notch crawls and fetches an image, we generate a base64 encoded string of that a resized image, and we store it inside the Solr itself. We will talk a little bit about this later, but well. And we came up with this idea that since images are embedded in HTML documents, the text around that image perhaps is somehow related to the content of the image itself, or could describe what is shown in the picture. So for this, we built a custom parser and indexer and a scoring to identify and store the text related with the images. How does this work? Basically, in a first step, Notch crawls the HTML page and identify the image node in the DOM. So we wrote a parser that also identifies the text surrounding that image. So once this text is identified, we use a scoring plugin, which by default has the function of distributing the score of the current page among its own links. And it also, we added the feature to distributing the surrounding text to the old link corresponding to the image that was identified in this node. At a later step, Notch will crawl the binary content of that image. It will generate the thumbnail that we were discussing, and it will aggregate all the Tika extracted metadata along this text and the thumbnail, and it will store all of this in Solr. So with this, we pretty much solve the problem of crawling or of building an image search engine or a component for image search. But what about news? For Notch, Notch is not really well-suited. Basically, because you need near real-time processing and you need alerting. And due to the batch nature of the Hadoop jobs, Notch is not really well fit for this scenario. So we started looking around, and around the same time, Julian Nioche, another committer of Apache Notch, released a Storm Crawler, which is advertised as an SDK to building crawlers on top of Apache Storm, meaning that it's almost near real time and it's really easy to build a topology or to build a news search or a news crawler component. I will not be talking too much about the Storm Crawler because actually on the Big Data conference, Julian Nioche did a talk about this, and he covered more of content that I will be able to fit in my slides. Basically, this is our topology. We have a web application that collects data about which news sites are going to be crawled. This is stored in a Solr collection separated to the ones that are using for search. We have a vault that fetch this data, identify and parse the RSS feed, and output the news links to be processed according to the Storm Crawler protocol. This is then fetched, parsed, and indexed back to Solr. But also, is sent to our monitor spout when we use the Flag Search Lua library to percolate this news against a set of queries defined by users. So, if a news match the query defined by the user, the author or the owner of that alerting will be notified. At the moment, we are only doing a notification through email, but it will be relatively easier to add new format like WebSocket, push notifications, SMS, basically. So, until now, we are basically collecting only data. We need to look at the other half of the problem, which is how are we going to query the data? Which what we discussed with, or what we discussed until now, we basically have all of this covered. We can do web search on HTML documents and other formats. We can generate thumbnails, collect metadata about the images, and match a text with an image, and we also have the capabilities to collect news information or news sites relatively quickly in real time. But what about highlighting suggestions, filters, autocorrection? So at this point, let's see what Apache Solr can offer. At this point, basically, Solr has full support for highlighting. Actually, at the moment, there are three implementations of the highlighting component inside Solr, with some difference between them, but they are all work pretty well. Solr also have powerful faceting capabilities, even more on recent release. A couple of weeks ago, I believe Solr 6.3.2 was released, and thanks to John Exili, we have a lot of improvement in the facet component. It offers autocorrection support based on the index content. So this basically means the so popular did you mean feature that we see on Google, but it uses the content of the index, and it has awesome scalability, mainly through Solr Cloud, or even you can use the classic master-slave replication mechanism that is offered out of the box. So when we mix this with the features, once again, we are pretty much covered everything that a basic modern search engine could need. But the reality is that you only don't need this. From a user standpoint, basically, you need these features so the search engine will be usable. But from the operation part, you also need some other stuff. Basically, we are talking about monitoring. You need a way to monitor your infrastructure, to know what's happening with your servers, if your crawl has stopped, Why? And in our particular case, we don't have a great internet connection, so we can ship great amounts of data back to a cloud provider. So what could we do? Actually, we already are using Solr, and we collect metrics from Stormcrawler, from Notch, and from different points in our applications. We are also generating a great amount of logs, and Solr has support to facets. What could we do? Well, if we combine Solr with Logstash for parsing and aggregating our logs, basically, we have a great time series storage, which is Solr, a great way of shipping logs, metrics, and content into Solr, and thanks to the facets or to the faceting component, we have a great analytical tool. Of course, I know a lot of people have heard of ELK, Elasticsearch, Logstash, and Kibana, but it's pretty much the same. If we, on top of this, deploy Banana, which is a Kibana port, actively developed by Lucidworks, the company sponsoring from somehow the development of Solr, we have pretty much the same capabilities up to some point. So we use Banana for visualization, and this provides the ability for us to basically correlate events and to figure out what is going on in our infrastructure, which, by the way, looks something like this. When we started this, we were using Solr the 3-point-something version of Solr, and at that point, Solr Cloud haven't been merged into master, and basically we are using the basic master slave replication. We have one Solr master, we have one backup Solr master, which is basically a replicator that we use to distribute content, and we have at the moment like 3 or 4 Solr slave and a load balancer on top. Basically, we were just looking for detaching the indexing of the content from the querying of the content on Solr, because doing both simultaneously can be challenging. If you have enough hardware, usually it's not a problem, but just to give you an idea, these servers have like 6 gigs of RAM, and the master has only 8 gigs of RAM. So basically, my laptop has more resources than my cluster, my Solr cluster. We have like 4 servers running Notch or crawlers. We have 2 more servers for Stormcrawler, and we are running Notch in a local mode. Why? When you use Hadoop, the platform scales really, really well, but we lose control of which sites we are crawling. We don't have one big set of files to crawl and be done with it. Basically, we have like a couple hundreds of sites about this topic of healthcare, for instance, and we have to make sure that the top sites of this collection or seed are crawled, and we have another group of a different topic. And if we mix all of this together, we actually kind of lose control of which sites of which topic are being crawled. So if we talk about the usage, basically, in Cuba, I know this is not big data. We are not talking about great amounts of data or great amounts of visitors. So basically, we have less than 10,000 visits a month, except at the beginning when we have like 25,000 or something like that because of the buzz of the moment. And basically, around 600 unique visitors or so. So that's pretty much the usage of our system. What are we trying to do, or what we want to do next? We want to apply deep learning techniques to the process to process the raw images and mix this with the current approach. Actually, there is some deep learning frameworks that are not that costly that, in terms of computing, and can be used to try to identify what is on image based on the actual elements present and not on the text surrounded. And we would like to increase the number of signals that we get from our crawlers. Basically, so we can correlate even more crawl-related events. At the moment, there is a Jira in Notch that is merging a pub-sub mechanism for Notch. So basically, you can hook up to these events and monitor everything that is happening inside Notch and not rely only on the logs being generated, which can give you more reactivity to what's happening. So thank you. Any questions?
How many millions of pages do you have indexed in Solr?
Oh, yeah, actually I forgot to put that on the slides. At the moment we have not that much data. We have like 2 to 1.5 million of documents indexed in Solr. And all of these fit in a server with 4 virtual cores and 8 gigs of RAM. Actually, when we started writing the project, we wrote a mechanism for sharding the data into different servers. If we right now we will use Solr Cloud, which is basically done this for us. But at the moment with Solr 3, we wrote this piece of component and actually we never need it.
Thank you.
No problem.
Thanks for the presentation. I would like to know if you could think that this architecture you mentioned could scale to, I don't know, to even to be a global search engine, or what are the main bottlenecks that you foresee to achieve that goal?
At the moment, I'm going to answer your question like in two parts. The approach that we use for customizing Notch and a couple of components that we developed for Solr could scale to a global search engine. What's the main change that we will need to do? Get rid of the master slave replication in Solr and actually start using Solr Cloud. But in general, the components used could scale well to a more global scenario. Notch is used by Common Crawl to index, to crawl, fetch, and release data in the WAR format for like 2.5 billion URLs, like pretty much a monthly or ever 2-3 months or something like that. So it will scale very well. Solr, there is a lot of customers out there with many more data than us, and it works well. And Stormcrawler, which is developed by Digital Pebble, has some customers also with millions of URLs, and it works really, really well. So the question will be yes.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah. Thank you.